Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I'll get this, Gordon. You just go ahead and take your time.
Okay,
welcome
Gordon,
back.
What are you
she
doing
said,
there, buddy?
He said right I'm here with on 590 The Fan. I'm Kelly Lamb, and that's still Gordon Montgomery, and I'm
yes.
Kelly Lamb Montgomery. I gotta say Kelly Montgomery one of these times. It hasn't come out of my mouth yet.
Really?
Well, it's been a long time.
I wondered if you were going to hyphenate it, and how long are we going to hyphenate it for?
Well,
say hyphenated one more time for me.
Hyphenated. Probably business-wise, and it's hard to figure out how to
right,
do this like later like that. But yeah.
Because you've been Kelly Lamb for a little while anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. And you go to meet somebody, it just comes out of your mouth. And then all of a sudden I look over at him like,
Montgomery. Yes.
But legally,
let me add
it's
that.
Not
let me
actually.
Add that.
Yeah. So that, and it's kind of tricky everything you have to do. But anyway, back to you. It's
back
Kathleen
to me.
Kaiser with Matinee Chat.
Good what, morning, everyone.
So last night we almost went to the movies.
Almost.
We were sitting outside and just taking Roxy for a walk, and he had his little iPad up and we were watching trailers, and we watched the scary one.
Ma.
Mm-hmm.
We watched the trailer to Ma.
Yes.
Like, hey, it looks pretty good.
But
it
I
does
really want
to
see Rocket Man, so I think
you
that's going
to
be our choice.
Rocket
we
Man.
Decided to make tonight date night and go Yay. See a movie. So it's going to depend on what you
I almost want to go to Beastie Boys.
Or maybe the Beastie
Boy. I'll give you a reprieve. I'm going to give you a reprieve in the movie viewing last night. We went out for drinks. That doesn't usually happen.
I saw her. She's celebrating something?
It was such, no.
You just went out.
No, we just went out.
Just went out.
And I don't usually drink. What I was going to say was
He's
the weather was so beautiful last night, you really didn't want to be in a movie
That's
theater.
That's what happened.
Celebrating Reason 12.
Oh, reason 12 of why? Oh, oh, he's
of why
at
my bank. Marriage has lasted 31 plus years.
It's your anniversary?
No, it's not my anniversary.
Then why did I,
and I picked a random
that?
Number 12.
Gordon sounds like
we
my,
were not,
my mom right now.
I was going to say, does he stalk
Facebook?
Me?
He stalks everything on Facebook.
Oh, it came up on my so, feed.
Gordon,
I do follow you.
Gordon
no, I
reads Facebook.
You just really
First
quick.
Of all, he thinks What's-His-Face had a baby and he had to go back and check Facebook
you
out.
You have to fact
my
check
mom,
everything on Facebook.
My mom calls me and goes, now, does Gordon know the person that I'm like, Mom, what are
Almost
you talking
fell into
about?
The river.
It was a, you know, someone makes a comment on something.
I didn't mean to laugh
who
about
reads
falling
the comments
in the river.
On people's just... statuses. I can't even read the statuses. But I mean, you, and he's, so he's already thinking that he knows it's your anniversary.
Okay,
because
it's
goes
not
and
my anniversary,
you.
Not till August. So, no, it wasn't my anniversary. We just
What's
decided.
What's up with reason 12?
It was reason number 12. My husband and I are still married for 37 years. And I picked a random number, like 12, you know, because there's reasons why
and
you've
that was
been married
12.
For as long as we have.
So what is reason number 12?
I don't know. We've only
then
got
I'm
20
a cheap
minutes.
Date. I had 2.5 margaritas. I didn't even make it through the third. And I was... I couldn't even talk anymore. I hardly ever drink, and it totally
oh,
went
right.
to my head, okay? And so I couldn't even talk about how sad I was for Adam Wainwright and, you know, Yadier Molina, that they're not going to be here for Game 6. We're having this conversation, and I couldn't even say Adam Wainwright's name. And my husband's
and
like...
actually, I'm
and
not drinking
Adam
when you said Adam
Wainwright. Did you say Wainwright?
Wainwright.
I'm thinking of Adam Levine, and I'm like, was he at the game? So,
no.
And I'm not even drinking, so you can see how off it is. You don't have to drink to be off.
There you go. There you go. So, no, and I just said, you know... And then my husband had to chime in with our friends, well... That's why we're still married, because she's a really cheap date. Mm-hmm. So that was the whole point.
That's
all
why
that.
He could afford that new Mercedes. That,
oh, that's it, I guess.
That's the reason.
He's been saving a long time for that
BMW,
Mercedes.
Wasn't it? Was it
no,
Mercedes?
He got the
Mercedes.
Mercedes.
That's right.
He did get
so
the Mercedes.
I'm glad we sat outside because it was very nice outside, except for the bugs that dive bomb you.
Oh.
He lit a cigar. He thought the smoke would help.
It
and
did
I doused
help.
Down in
a
bug
bit.
Spray.
And it's too hard. I mean... The Beastie Boys were my jam back in the day. So
they
it's
were.
Really it's
jam.
Really a hard
I cannot see Kathleen
it's really
it
oh
out.
My god, yes. Oh yes. Yes. Aww. They were yes.
Well maybe we all need to go there tonight
She's
then.
Drinking her little King's ponies in
say,
the back of the car. And...
I was gonna say, if I didn't have a wedding to go to tonight, we would definitely be double dating
I'll
it
be
to go
staring
see the Beastie
around
Boys.
At everybody going, what is going on in here? Who was what? That? Gordon, you shouldn't have thrown away your Adidas sweatsuit. You could have worn that gold one.
You could have.
Smoking, man, tonight. Put on my gold chain and wear my hat back. I would have
Oh, my gosh. You would have fit right in. He just recently threw those sweatsuits away, by the way,
I just got this from a buddy of mine, Ron Coggeen, a good friend of mine. He just sent me a picture. Mm-hmm. He is in... at the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto right now, today, and he is showing me a picture of him flipping off the Boston jerseys at the Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Well, that's sweet.
That's very sweet. Considering the 12-year-old was flipping us off the other night.
He's just doing his impersonation of Brett Hall.
Well, did you see the youngster that did that? We're totally off movies today. Did you see the youngster that flipped us off?
Did.
I'm like... how old is that kid?
What,
you know, 10,
what?
11, 12?
I would rather be a Boston person flipping us off than a Blues person flipping them off.
Well,
because
definitely.
We lost. Yeah. So I'm okay with it.
No, it's all good. So shall we get back to movies?
Yeah, let's get back to movies.
Okay. Well, two movies popped this week.
Okay.
Dark Phoenix, which is supposedly the end of the X-Men as we've known it thus far.
Then what are they going to do movie-wise?
Sophie Turner, who... is Sansa Stark in the Game of Thrones, is actually Dark Phoenix, and that's the name of the film.
Oh, wow.
For the X-Men.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you got her interest.
Now I'm excited.
Now I got her interest.
Game of Thrones,
I figured I would throw that in there, and
yeah,
I might get a
like
little
that.
Pickup from Kel.
Right.
You know?
Ooh.
Yeah. And it's fun. Once they really got rid of Hugh Jackman's character, you know, Wolverine, I was kind of over the X-Men.
Kind of over
so
it
I sat through it.
Sure.
Sat but my
it.
Movie.
Did you like it?
Oh, I did.
Okay.
I did, yeah. I mean, it was enjoyable.
Is it worth
Sophie
the movie
Turner
matinee
does.
Money?
It's worth movie matinee
okay.
money to
right.
see it, but it is not my movie of the week.
Okay.
The movie of the week this week is another family-friendly film, only rated PG, The Secret Life of Pets 2.
Aww.
Yes.
This is so cute.
Yes. And if you saw the original, it's even more fun.
Really?
And my 19-year-old went with me, and she was laughing the whole time. I'm like, you're going to get us kicked out of the movie theater if you don't stop.
Laughing that hard.
Yes.
Aren't you supposed to laugh?
Yeah. You are supposed to laugh, and I like, Dad, you can't get Mom kicked out of the movie theater because you can't quit laughing.
That's a good thing, though.
No, it's a very good thing. It's a very good thing.
So that's a good one to see, then.
And yes.
Now,
yes.
Who are the voices? Who are some of the voices?
Patton Oswalt actually took over the voicing of Max, the main dog.
Okay.
In the film, from Louis C.K. They didn't let him come back after all the issues that he had with the.
Pretty soon, there is not going to be anybody left for movies or TV. Everyone
I know.
Will just be fired.
It's so sad. We have a new character. Harrison Ford's voice shows up in this one. As Rooster the country dog. And Tiffany Haddish is also in this one that she was not in the original. And of course, her and Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is Snowball. Kevin Hart is
oh
the bunny
gosh.
in this series.
The bunny.
And he is so funny. Oh my God.
I bet.
He made the movie for me.
Oh, I'm sure. And how fun for his kids to watch that, because they did like a fam. They all went mm-hmm. as a family to mm-hmm. watch the premiere. And to see that would just be... I mean, to have your parent, you know, and he's so
right.
funny. I'm sure
he
that's
is
a,
so
Dad,
funny.
You're a rabbit.
And a little one, I mean, which I think is funny,
perfect.
Too. You know, he's the littlest character.
I think that would be shortest. So much fun to be able to be a voice of a character of a cartoon.
Oh, I totally agree.
Oh, my God.
Totally
and
agree.
When you watch them when they, you know, are like backscreen or backstage doing it on the and they're doing the expressions and just getting into that character that they're playing. And they kind of almost... look like them to
right.
me when they mm-hmm. the way they do it. Then there is a certain way they do that art to make that kind of half and carry on the eye or a mouth or something
right.
like that with it.
The thing that astonishes me the most in, you know, in a lot of the films is, and they do their characters by themselves. I don't know how they get that, you know, like
energy
interaction and the energy and all of that when you're not, I mean, you know, the three of us get to do it because we can see one another and we can, you know, bounce off
one
they, another.
And they do the drawings, or they do the drawings. Was
the actual
old
animation.
They
yeah.
do the animation after they voice it,
mm-hmm.
which is even harder, you think, because they don't have a visual of seeing what they're seeing as far as the character
right.
doing anything.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
what you call a lot of skill, actually, doing that. You know,
it's
to
a lot
to...
of talented, creative people putting that all together.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think made it so, is there a lot of adult comedy?
There's
you know,
some
in that
adult comedy, but, I mean, not as much as you would anticipate either. It was just... you know, in the original, we didn't have a whole family. We just had an owner, Max's owner. And then, you know, he gets another dog in the family, which is Duke. And, you know, but now we have a family and a baby element.
All right.
And you know how animals interact with our children, and we hope it's all going to work out. But
right.
That part of the storyline is all new and
oh,
exciting.
Okay.
And then they intertwine another storyline where they go on a family vacation. And then they get to meet other animals that they don't usually see in the apartment complex that they live in. So it was
really
fun.
Cute.
It was
just fun. National Lampoon pet vacation.
Well, now we just gave them what they need to do for number three. So
perfect. Yeah. So the movie of the week by Matinee Chat. Kathleen Kaiser, where do you go to on Facebook to see yours, and what's your website?
MatineeChat.com is my website, and Matinee Chat with Kathy Kaiser on Facebook.
We'd call her Kathleen.
Though. I know you call me Kathleen. I'm going to have to change it because you guys always call me officially by my official name. And I made it Kathy Kaiser long ago in a land far, far away because most of my friends just knew me as Kathy. So.
I like Kathleen.
I know.
That's who you are.
I know.
So, Gordon.
So,
yes,
Gordon.
Kelly.
Brought to you by none other than...
World Outdoor Emporium. That's right. World Outdoor Emporium. They have locations in St. Charles.
Wentzville.
Two locations. The one in St. Charles is awesome. They have all kinds of things that you can get. Rocks, statues. I actually got a fountain from them. And
they have beautiful fountains.
They do have beautiful fountains. And
we'll be highlighting them in Chesterfield Lifestyle Magazine as well.
I think I had that fountain before I sold my house. I think I had that fountain for like 8-9 years.
Wow, held up well.
Held up well and never had a problem with the pump, never had a problem with anything. They carry everything from natural stone, edging, concrete edging, retaining wall blocks. They have all that stuff, and you can go to woe.rocks to go to their website to find out more information.
A cool website.
And I like
that. They are located at 4230 South St. Peter's Parkway in St. Charles, Mo.
And they do deliver.
Yes, they do.
Which is awesome. All right, so what's rockin'?
Well,
it's
going to be a
not happening, but rocking.
Well, what's rocking? Some of what's rocking is El Monstero on Celebration Day. We had Jimmy Griffin on last week talking about the show, and tonight it is showtime. Show starts at 7 p.m. I believe that Celebration Day starts first, and then the Pink Floyd tribute El Monstero comes on after that. That's at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Tickets are still available for that. And also, if you want to see another tribute band, we've got all kinds of tribute bands going on tonight.
Really?
Of course, we just talked to
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys tribute.
My Posse in Effect.
My Posse in Effect. Thank you for reminding me of the name. They are at the Del Mar Hall. And then we have the Traveling Salvation Show, which is a tribute to Neil Diamond. And that's at the Chesterfield Amphitheater.
I like that.
That's at the Chesterfield Amphitheater.
What a slower pace these days.
I'm just trying to picture Kelly at the concert.
Hey, that's my first concert. Watch it.
You'll be the only one there without a walker. That show starts at 6 tonight. That's at the Chesterfield Amphitheater. It's going to be a great night for that. All these shows, it's going to be a perfect night to go to all of those. Also, we just talked to Kofi from the Muni. That starts June 10th. Right around the corner. That's next week. So make sure that you get your tickets for the Muni. I know we've got ours and we are ready to go. Also, the watch party, the St. Louis Blues watch party, is tomorrow night right down by the stadium. I actually have information on that on our She Said, He Said page. So you can go to our She Said, He Said page on Facebook, and the link's right there to tell you all the information you need to know about Market Street watch party for the Blues.
We're going.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is kind of cool too. Whoever thought you could go to Grant's Farm and watch the Blues? Well, you can. It's tomorrow night from 7 to 10. And Blues fans, you will have giveaways, food and beverage, jumbo screens for viewing, and there's also free parking.
Well, gosh, we might have to switch our plans.
Lot opens at 5 p.m. Yes. Now I have a kid-friendly event, and that's the Rendezvous with the Pass. It's a family camp out. It's at Foss Park, and it starts today at 4 p.m. So you can probably still get tickets for that. It's $30 per person, but you get to go hang out. I saw teepees there, all kinds of cool stuff. Hang out under the stars at Foss Park, one of the original Spanish land grants that were there. And I think it has the oldest existing governor's house in Missouri that is still standing.
Really?
There. Yeah.
That's really cool.
So that's some fun stuff to do and a kid-friendly event for you as well.
You know, and what's fun too is sometimes local events where you can go to, we were just out at Streets of St. Charles, and I believe, on Wednesdays, Wednesday evenings.
Actually, I have that information.
They have
for you right here.
Concerts right outside there in the plaza that you can go watch, and a farmer's market. And it's kind of fun when things are close by. You know, it's not real busy, and you can go there. Who
actually,
do they have
they
playing
have
this
Super
week?
Super Jam will be there next Wednesday,
one
June
of my
12th.
Favorites.
Super
yeah,
Jam
great
will be
band.
Playing. That show's from 6 to 8.
And there's great restaurants. You go out there and get something to eat and be able to enjoy the concerts.
You can go to streetsofstcharles.com. Streetsofstcharles.com will give you all the information for that. And also, if you're into, maybe not into music, but you're into that calm, serenity type thing.
Without a walker?
Yes.
All right.
And if you do this, you will probably never need a walker.
Oh, he's going to make us do something.
Yoga
on Beale. There you go.
Yoga
oh, yeah.
on Beale.
Fun.
It's the second Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the second Saturday of every month. So the June 8th, which is today, which is too late because you're listening to us now. the next one is July 13th. July 13th. And oh, you can go to register for that. It's $5 admission. You can go to yogaonbl.evenbright.com.
Perfect. So, Kathleen, do you have a favorite that you remember the last day of school for
oh, yes.
summer? What was that?
Yes. The big deal for me in... Gonna have more people laughing. God, Kathy is so lame. Going to the public pool. We got out of school early that day.
Oh,
I had my ticket
right
for the pool for the whole summer. Boom. We're going to the pool.
Boom.
See, that's good stuff. I mean, that was so much fun. I mean, I remember different things from elementary school as I do to junior high, and then of course senior year. Mm-hmm. I think as you got older, it was super exciting. Sometimes when you're younger, it would be exciting but a little sad because some of your friends you might not see
right
you know when you on that last day of school. But gosh, those were good times. I remember school being very hot when I was little, so was
and that's
really
why I wanted to go to the pool
to get
there was
out
no
of there.
Air conditioning when we were
yeah.
in school,
and you were so excited to get your books and your folders beginning school, your full bottle of glue and all your great things you had, and then you just couldn't wait to throw them all in the trash on that last day.
I saw on Facebook somebody said about throwing away their trapper keeper.
Trappers?
That was high school. Oh,
what
my God.
That?
Throw
trapper?
That away.
You didn't have a trapper?
You didn't have a trapper folder, Gordon?
It's
come
like with
on.
With all the contraptions.
Oh,
I mean,
folder.
It was like folded over yeah. 20 times with different things in it.
It, was, oh, it yeah. had all your
coolest
folders
thing.
For all your classes.
Everything.
Did Amy Bratton say that?
Yeah.
I can just see her throwing it away.
So here's my question, because we're getting ready to go. I want to make sure that our question today is brought to you by Club Fitness, clubfitness.us. 24 locations. They got a brand new one. It's going to be opening soon in Maplewood. It looks absolutely gorgeous. They have over 700 classes. They have personal trainers. They have something seriously for everybody, which is their tagline, because they want everybody to feel comfortable and not intimidated to go to their gyms, because there's truly is something. So you can get a 3-day pass, go to any gym you want, save one of them for the Maplewood if you want to try that out. But my question is, before we go, the Blues are going to play tomorrow. Who thinks they're going to win?
Absolutely.
Gut feeling. Who's going to win?
Yeah.
They're going to have the Stanley Cup Saturday. This could be it.
Sunday.
Sunday. Sorry. We are on Saturday. Are they going to be the Stanley Cup winners on Sunday?
And I predicted Tarasenko with a hat trick. He hasn't gotten it yet, but.
What's your score? What's the score going to be?
Actually, I think it's going to be a blowout. I'm going to say 6-1.
6-1. All right.
Wow.
I'm writing that down for Joe. For Gordon. I almost said Jordan.
Well, if Tarasenko gets a hat trick, that's 3.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
right.
Grover.
So. Come on, Grove.
Pick your score.
Oh, I've been maintaining all week. I said if they win, that they would win this game, whether they won game 5 or not. So I guess I can't back off of that. Picking a score, I'll go 3-2 Blues.
Okay, 3-2. Blue. Well, we're all picking Blues. We know that. This is so funny. I never realized that. I wrote G for Gordon to put a score, and I'm like, Grover. I'm like, I got to write his name out, Grover. Then I went to write K for Kelly, and I'm like, Kathleen's a K.
That's right.
I got to write everybody's name out.
KKGG show.
So I am the KKGG. All right, 6-1 Gordon, 3-2 Grover. Kathleen, what's the score going
to
be?
4-1.
4-1? All right, I say 3-1. All right, we're going to see who wins, because they are going to win the Stanley Cup on Sunday night. So one of us is going to win.
Sunday is it.
Dinner, I don't know. Maybe I'll ask the question on Facebook. That'll be a
there
question.
There you go.
And ask everybody to give their score. And whoever gets it, if there's a tie, we'll have to do a random pick.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to, so on the, and then whoever gets the score is going to win. Maybe we'll do dinner to Vito's or dinner symbol. We got all kinds of things. Or maybe tickets to the Muni. We'll figure it out. But someone is going to win. All right. So any last words of wisdom before we leave today? What do you got, Gordon?
I got wisdom from Andy Garrett in Florida. He kind of posted this today, and I started reading. And it's drinking coffee and alcohol every day could actually help you live longer.
We're going to be so old.
I know.
I better pick it up.
You better
I need to step up my game.
According to Dr. Claudia Kawas, I hope I said that right, one of the study's main researchers said earlier this year at a conference for the American Association that, she goes, I have no explanation for it, but I do firmly believe that,
no explanation.
That modest drinking improves longevity. And here's some statistics.
Say that again. And Wayne White.
So we have it. All right. The operative word in the findings is, of course, moderate. And according to the study, those who drank only two glasses of wine or beer per day decreased chances of premature death by 18%.
I'm good.
I know what it is.
Two
I know what it is.
Two cups of coffee per
what
day decreased chances by 10%.
What is it?
I'm going to tell you exactly why it's making it because
longevity.
God, I haven't drank in this. I haven't drank in. God,
have,
I haven't drank
have
this morning.
We all have clothespins on our tongue. You ever do that when you're a kid with a clothespin on your tongue? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say,
I think it's because it relieves your anxiety. You know, like everybody's under so much stress all the time. Last night was the longest time.
Yes.
Last night was the first night and the longest time where I was actually relaxed.
So you need to drink more often.
Nothing was stressing me. Nothing was, so that's
right. By the
way, I think it's because it alleviates the stress in our lives.
Did everyone notice a pretty nail polish?
That's my professional opinion.
I love your nail polish.
Oh, God, you're so sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
It almost matches your shirt, Kelly.
I know. I really like it. I want to thank all of our great guests today. We had several, and there's a lot of fun things to know about. Recycle those toothbrushes. Get on TerraCycle.com. Make a difference. Get a park built at one of the children's hospitals. So I really enjoyed that. Makes me want to go home and recycle more. And then, of course, we want to thank our sponsors, Page Law, always for bringing us She Said, He Said each Saturday, 10 to noon, whatever time that is, and also Club Fitness, as well as World Outdoor Emporium. We got a show coming up. What's the show that's coming up next, Grover?
Weekend Joe with Joe Roderick and friends.
All right, so don't go anywhere and have fun with that. It's 11:56 now. We're going to get out of here so the boys can come in and do their show. We appreciate everything here at 590 The Fan. She Said, He Said, out, and until next week,
peace.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah? Well,
there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well,